Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, June 13th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Samsung announced the Wall Luxury TV, a 292-inch modular micro-LED TV with 8K resolution. The TV is rated for 100,000 hours of use and capable of up to 2,000 nits of brightness. Samsung also announced a slightly smaller 73-inch 2K model as well, both launching in July. No pricing was announced, but a lot is a safe bet. Epic Games announced it acquired the video chat app House Party. House Party will continue to operate as a standalone app, and in an FAQ, the company stated user data from House Party will not be shared to an Epic Games account. A recent Sensor Tower report estimated House Party has 35 million users, 40% of which are outside the U.S. Bird confirmed it plans to acquire fellow scooter startup Scoot. Sources tell TechCrunch that the deal was worth less than $25,000, below Scoot's 2017 valuation of $71 million. Unlike Bird, Scoot currently operates on-demand scooter rentals in San Francisco, but would need separate approval to continue operating there under new ownership. In a letter to U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal, Facebook disclosed it collected data on 31,000 users in the U.S. using its research app, 4,300 of which were minors. The letter further disclosed that app collected data on 156,000 users in India, including 29,700 minors. In the letter, Facebook maintained it was focused on analytic data and didn't decrypt the vast majority of data sent by the phone. Target announced it integrated same-day shipping options directly to the Target.com website. Deliveries are fulfilled by Shipt, which Target acquired in 2017. Previously, same-day shipping options were only available through Shipt's website. Target is offering 65,000 items with same-day shipping available at either a flat $9.99 delivery fee or a $99 annual Shipt membership for orders over $35, which includes delivery from other retailers as well. Spotify launched a new playlist called Your Daily Drive, which mixes music and news clips from The Wall Street Journal, NPR, and Public Radio International. Music and news content will be updated throughout the day on the playlist, unlike other popular playlists which update daily or weekly. Your Daily Drive is available to all U.S. users. Google announced changes to its Declarative Net Request API for Chrome extensions, increasing the number of rules allowed by developers from 30,000 to 150,000. This API was Google's replacement to the legacy Web Request API, which was frequently used by ad blockers, but also commonly used by malicious Chrome extensions. The new API uses a set of rules that a browser reads and applies to each page prior to loading. Developers had been critical of the previous 30,000 limit, as ad blockers have to filter requests from thousands of ad domains. Bloomberg reports that Alibaba confidentially filed for a listing on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, according to sources. Alibaba hasn't reportedly finalized a fundraising goal for the listing, but sources say it could be as high as $20 billion. Alibaba listed on the New York Stock Exchange in 2014, raising a record $25 billion. AT&T is launching its first 5G phone, the Samsung Galaxy S10 5G, to business customers and developers. Business users in 5G rollout markets can get the device for $999 on June 17th, while developers will get the device for free at AT&T's Shape Conference in Los Angeles on June 22nd. No word on when or if the phone would be made available to consumers. AT&T also officially canceled pre-orders of the Samsung Galaxy Fold, offering affected customers a $100 credit. And finally, Konami announced a plug-and-play TurboGrafx-16 Mini, known as the PC Engine Mini in Japan and the PC Engine Core Graphics Mini in Europe, all of them catchy names. The company says all versions of the system will feature standard functions like quick saves, virtual simulated CRT scan lines, and the original 4x3 aspect ratio display. An optional multi-tap will also be available to allow for up to 5-player simultaneous play. It joins miniature editions of the NES, Super NES, PlayStation, and Neo Geo, with a licensed Genesis Mini coming in September. Confirmed titles include R-Type, New Adventure Island, Ninja Spirit, Dungeon Explorer, and Alien Crush. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at DailyTechNewsShow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.